Phoneboy Speaks, episode 454, Compromised News Network.
On the last episode, I talked about native advertising and how it's propagated through our media. And well, here's a great example. And this is actually from a couple of years ago. Liz Wall, who recently quit Russia Today, interviewed a award-winning journalist from CNN, Amber Lyon, and they talked about a particular documentary that they aired a clip from on Russia Today, but never actually aired on CNN. And it turns out, well, that CNN story didn't jive with the people that were really paying the bills. Here's a little clip from that interview.
Now, the documentary that we just saw a clip of never aired. It never aired on CNN International. Why not?
Well, I still haven't been given an exact reason as to why it didn't air. I went and visited with the president of CNN International, Tony Maddox, twice on behalf of my dumbfounded crew, and we were never given an answer. And so I started investigating the situation, Liz, after several employees who'd been at the network for years approached me and said, you need to look into this. There's something going on. It's very strange. They're not airing your documentary. And after some investigation, we found out that CNN International is actually making money from the Bahrain regime. They are a customer of Bahrain. Bahrain is paying CNN International to create content that shows Bahrain in a favorable light, and then air also not only to create that content, Liz, to then air that content on CNN International. The military troops shot and killed unarmed protesters in broad daylight. And this is very dangerous because what CNN is doing, and they're not only taking money from just Bahrain, they've also produced similar content for Georgia, Kazakhstan, and other nations as well, Lebanon. And what makes this dangerous is they're not disclosing to the viewers that these sponsored programs are actually being sponsored. Bahrain was a paying customer at CNN, Liz.
And you did this all, you found this out all through your own research. What did CNN tell you in terms of when you were like, hey, why aren't you playing my documentary that I risk danger and to bring this story? And what did they tell you as to, you know, why they weren't playing it?
Well, that's what made me more suspicious is because they never gave us an answer. They never told us why they weren't playing it, even though I asked the head of CNN International twice about it. And even bosses above me told me they didn't have answers for me and I'd have to go searching for those answers.
You know, not that Russia Today is a paragon of journalism themselves, because, you know, as Liz Wall pointed out when she quit Russia Today on the air, basically, Russia Today is run by the Russians and they have their own point of view of the media and of America. And they're trying to make the Americans look bad. I mean, so, you know, maybe there's some truth to Amber Lyon's story, but you have to look at Russia Today as well. And what their agenda is. And so, you know, at the end of the day, this is why I have a difficult time trusting the media. You know, at least Russia Today is honest about its bias and tells you why it is what it is. And, you know, but unlike, you know, CNN, we don't know, right? It's like Amber Lyon was saying, we don't know if a particular story was sponsored by somebody else. And this is why native advertising is dangerous. And, you know, I mean, CNN is officially the compromised news network. I'd already called it that before, but it's pretty obvious now with this story that that's exactly what it is. And I would argue that all of the news that's out there is pretty compromised. And you have to, you have to look for the truth. And you're going to have to look through a lot of different sources and, you know, triangulate, because I don't think anybody's going to come out and tell you what the real answer is.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.